Oh, hey. You're one of the new interns, right? Just going outside a bit to breathe some fresh air. No, you're not a bother. I'm not doing anything important here, just the same as you. Hey, why are you sitting on the other side of the bench? I know I'm your boss, but I don't bite. You can talk to me. Come here. So, what's a young man like you doing all the way here instead of in the party? Oh my god, you're shaking. Now I'm scared of what the other employees told you about me. I can tell you why I'm here first, then. Sometimes I throw these company parties to help people get along and all, but I don't really like them, actually. Yeah, the whole loud music, lots of people thing. Not a fan. I had my time of trying to fit in on those things, but that time is long past, fortunately. So, I usually just bring a bottle of good wine and find the quietest place possible to stay, since I kind of need to be at least here. I suppose you're in a similar situation? Yeah, I figured. There's no problem in that, though. Do you like wine? No, don't say you like it and then come up with an excuse not to take mine. I know you're just trying to be polite. I actually like having someone to share it with. Here. A toast for the antisocial. By the look on your face, I can see that you're a bit shocked by the way I'm talking to you. I think I'll have to tell you one of the biggest secrets of the corporate world, then. The people you see at work, most of them have absolutely nothing to do with the real people. That's just how things work, unfortunately. I'm telling you this because I think you're a nice dude. You don't look like the type that will give me problems anyway. But yeah, I mostly play this super serious and grumpy role so people respect me, you know? The real me is this silly lady who you're talking to now. Also, you can call me by my first name, okay? No need to be so formal. Hey, about that thing we were saying before, you really shouldn't worry about not liking to go to parties and that kind of thing. I know you're young, and there's probably people pressuring you to like what everyone else does, but when I look back on it now, I wish I stopped forcing myself to do things I didn't enjoy much, much earlier. And you seem like a very sweet boy. I'm sure you have a girlfriend, right? You don't. That's fine, though. I'm sure you'll find someone around your age that isn't into that stuff, too. How did I get to know my husband? That's a tricky question. Can you ask me again in, like, 5 years? Yes, I'm serious. Not married. Never been, either. Hey, there's no way you could know. It's okay. Don't worry about it. Also, I don't know. I've just always been so concentrated on my career that I never thought I had the time for a husband or kids or any of that stuff. Of course I hooked up with people before, but I never let myself get into anything too serious. Every once in a while, I wonder if that was really a good decision, though. Yeah, I can't help but feel lonely sometimes, and God, sorry. I'm so sorry for venting on you like this. I think the wine made me talk a little too much. Yeah, you don't need to say anything. I know that excuse isn't gonna work. I mean, I only had, like, 2 glasses, and this one isn't even strong. It's just that I feel more comfortable talking to people younger than me for some reason. Though, I'm worried it might be just because I'm the boss, so they think they're obligated to listen. That's not how I want people to feel about me. Thank you for saying that. I really appreciate it. You really are very sweet. I mean, I know I'm being a little weird, but you're such a good listener, and you're, like, actually interested in me and not just pretending to be. Believe me, I can tell the difference. I mean, not interested in me, like, you get it. It's just so easy to talk to you, and you're very easy on the eyes, too, if you don't mind me saying. Okay, I think I crossed the line. I shouldn't have here. I'm sorry, that was really inappropriate for someone who's your boss and is old enough to be your mom to say. Flattery will get you everywhere. If you're going to lie, at least lie within reason. I don't look 25 from a mile away. Wait, so that means you liked that I said that? Good. Yeah, I do find you very attractive. I might also have a secret soft spot for sweet young boys, too. Oh god, I actually didn't expect you to respond positively to my flirting, so I'm a little lost now. Do you mind if I get a little closer, then? So I can have a better look at you. You're even cuter up close. I really like your eyes, and these young lips are very kissable. Wait, I feel like I need to make this clear first. You don't need to do this because I'm your boss, alright? Nothing bad will happen to you if you turn me down, I promise. I'm not that kind of person. So, are you sure you wanna... Wow, you seem very sure. Yeah, you can put your hands on my hips. Fuck. Yeah. I think it would be really bad if someone saw us doing this for obvious reasons, but I don't really want to stop. Would you mind going somewhere more private? I can drive you to my place if you don't mind. No, forget about what I said earlier. I usually start feeling sick and have to leave halfway through these parties most of the time. No one's gonna miss me. I'll leave first, though, okay? And then you can wait for a moment and meet me outside. Just to be sure no one suspects it. Great. I'll be waiting for you. And here we are. This is my place. I know you're probably thinking it doesn't look like the house of a CEO, but I'm really not into over-the-top stuff. I just like it nice and comfy. I hope you like it too. And now we're finally alone. No, I'm not nervous. Is it really that obvious? I don't know, I just feel guilty for doing this. I know we're both single, and I'm not forcing you to do anything. I shouldn't feel like this, but I always think about the what-ifs too much, and the norms, and it always stops me for doing the things I want. Thank you for being so understanding and patient. You know what? Fuck this. At least this one time, I need to stop thinking about what's better for my career or what other people will think of me and think about what I actually want. And I know exactly what I want now. I really fucking want you. You don't mind if I press you against the wall, do you? Let's say when I'm really into a guy, I like to go very straight to the point. And I think I already stalled this for too long. Oh, you like having a woman who takes control and gets what she wants. That does change some things. I was a little afraid of scaring you, but since you like it, I can pull you by your collar like this and feel your cock pressing against me. Yeah, lift up my dress and grab my ass. Don't get shy now. Run your hands through my thighs. Put them inside the dress and touch my tits. I want you to play with me, okay? Since I made you wait so much, I'm gonna tell you a little secret, okay? When we were kissing back in the party, I noticed that you were getting really hard, just like you are now. I mean, it was pretty difficult to hide. And then, the whole way here, I've just been thinking about how it would feel to have that hard cock in my mouth. So, what are you waiting for? Take it out for me. It looks so delicious. And it doesn't only look like that either. I know you young boys are very eager, but I'm gonna go slow at first. I really want to savor this. So first, I'll just lick and suck the tip. And then I'll slide my tongue all over it. Fuck, you taste so good. You want me to stop teasing you? You really want to know how it is to have your cock inside your boss's mouth, don't you? Maybe if you ask nicely. Good boy. Hey, if you want to look at my tits while I suck you, just do it. You don't need to try and hide. Here, I can even pull my dress down a bit so you can see them better. Do you like them, baby boy? Oh, you're dripping pre-cum already. I'm glad you're enjoying this so much. Apparently, I haven't lost my touch. But I don't want you to come yet. You'll only come when I say you can, won't you? We still have so much fun to have before that. I'm sorry, baby. I think I'll have to stop for now. I can feel how close you are. Sorry for leaving you waiting like this, but it's only fair that you return the favor before we go, isn't it? No, take your shirt off. I'll take this dress off, too. You can leave it on the floor. We're definitely not going back to that stupid party. I have much better things to do here. Well, I'm sorry for the lack of modesty, but I think I have a pretty nice body for my age. Do you like it? By how your eyes are even more fixated on my tits now, I think you do. Why don't you take my bra off and suck on them a bit? Oh, yes. Good boy. Oh, I was already really wet from sucking your cock, but you're making it even worse now. Oh, yes. Yeah, just like that. Suck on my nipple. Good. Oh, your mouth feels so good. I really need to feel it going down on me. Fuck. It's your turn to kneel for me now. Hey, look at me, okay? It's okay that you're not very experienced. I can see that you're a bit nervous since we started, but I'm sure you're gonna do great. You're an amazing guy. I don't think starting slow or giving instructions is gonna change that. I mean, I'm pretty sure you like following my orders, don't you? Very good. Now take these soaked panties off me. Put your head between my legs and now lick the lips. Oh, fuck. Yes. For someone who's never done this before, you're very good. Yeah, just a little bit to the left and up. Oh. Right there. Keep licking me. You're doing amazing. You can start going a little faster now. Put a little more pressure. But no hurry, I'm really enjoying this. Here, let me hold your hair and give you help. I told you, you don't need to be shy. Feel your face pressing against me. Yeah, put your tongue inside me, baby boy. Oh. Fuck, yes. Eat my pussy. Oh, fuck, yes. you like how it tastes? I bet you do, because you're almost burying your face in it. Did you really think you'd be bad at this? Fuck. I don't think I even need to tell you what to do anymore. Yes, keep licking my clit just like that. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Fuck. Fuck, yes. God, this feels so good. I've been eating with so much passion in years. Oh, yes, keep doing that. Yeah, like that. Keep doing exactly that. Oh, you're gonna make me come. Yes, yes. I'm gonna leave your face all wet with my juices. Fuck. Oh, yes, yeah, yeah. Oh. Don't stop, don't stop. Oh, yes, you're going just like that. Oh. Yeah, oh, I'm gonna come. Yes. Yeah, yeah, like that. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Oh, yes. Good boy. Oh, good boy. God, you got me fucking breathless. But we're definitely not done yet. I want more. It's time for the main dish, baby, and you deserve it so much. Get up. No, we're not going to the bed. Oh, it's too far away. I can't wait for that. Get on the couch and let me straddle you. Oh, yes, I'm going to ride you, and not slow to start this time. I think both of us have been teased enough already. Can you feel my pussy against the tip of your cock? That's how wet you made me. And now, time to put you all the way inside. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, I can feel you so deep inside me. Fuck, you have a nice cock. This feels even better than I was expecting. I said you young boys are too eager, but now you've made me eager too. Oh, I can't wait. I need to go faster. Yes. Fuck me. Fuck me hard. Yeah. Thrust into me while I go up and down on your lap. Oh, you like when I ride you? Good. Good boy. Okay. Grab my hips and make me bounce on your cock, baby. Actually, I have an even better idea. Let the bouncing be on me. Put your hands on my tits. I want to feel you squeezing them while we fuck. Oh, yeah, keep doing it. Just like that. Fuck, I think you're hitting my G-spot. Feels so good. I'm tired of speaking. I'm just going to shut up and enjoy your cock, okay? Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes, yes, fuck me, oh god, oh, fuck, I think, oh, I'm gonna come all over your cock, please, yes, come inside me, yeah, I'm on birth control, don't worry, just, don't you dare pull off now, I want you to fill me up so much I'm dripping afterwards. Oh, fuck, fuck, yes, yes, yes. Wow, just fucking wow. I mean, I had good sex before, but this was holy shit. Glad I stopped being so neurotic and decided to flirt with you. Missing this would be such a waste. Come here. I'm not normally a cuddly person, but, I don't know. You just make me feel so comfortable. Do you mind if I lie down on your chest? Thank you. Yes. God, I'm such a mess now, and We made such a mess on the couch, but I don't care. I don't care. Sorry, it's just that saying I don't fucking care after so long feels really liberating. By the way, if you like this as much as I did, we can definitely do it again in the future. As long as this is our little secret. Well, at least for now, I guess. Oh, you do. I'm glad. What about this? I can pick you up at home tomorrow after work. We can order some nice food and then have a lot of fun again. A date. I mean, it could be a date if you want it to be. I wouldn't dislike that. Are you sure, though? They don't mind that I'm so much older than you. Oh. All right, I'll stop asking that. Oh, fuck, I love kissing you so much.